It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Covering high school sports across the board.
This is Prep Sports Nation.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at DD Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Great show lined up for you tonight. Going to catch up with Nick Grimstead, quarterback for the North Cobb Warriors football team. Great conversation I got to have with him just to briefly catch up and talk about getting ready for the postseason. And then head coach Winston Gordon of the Hapeville Charter Hornets football team. They've got two more regular season matchups, possibly be playing for the region championship next week after their matchup this week with Darryl. But a great conversation with Coach Gordon, and Hapeville has been one of the stories over the years. If you followed Prep Sports Nation, it's a story I've always loved to tell because true definition of, as I mentioned earlier, doing more with less. They don't even have a practice field. Like, there's a field that they practice on, but it's not an actual football practice field. It's just a field that happens to be next to the campus. And this is a program that's won region championships, several state championships, multiples. So, again, talk about doing more with less. Great conversation with Coach Gordon. That's coming up. And, of course, here we're going to jump into our prep roundup in just a second. Real quick, want to update you if you're out and about, not sure what's going on with the World Series. They're all tied up 5-5 now. It's funny because I literally got in my car on the way here and it was 5-0 Yankees. They went back-to-back with home runs. Judge hit a home run, and I can't remember who hit one after him, and then they got another one. And then I get here like 25 minutes later, and it's all tied up. So Freddie Freeman, as of now, his home run streak has not continued. Amazing just what he's doing. But that's what's going on for you with the World Series, just in case you needed to know. And as you heard right here on 92.9 The Game, the Hawks do fall tonight. They'll be back in action Friday when they take on Sacramento. All right, Sonny, great to have you on the other side. And if you're ready, my guy, we can go ahead and get into this prep roundup.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now it's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, we do got a couple of shout-outs to give. One time for Pace Academy softball head coach Kayla Cato. She was named the GHSA 4A Region 4 Coach of the Year, so congratulations to her. Recruitment news. C.J. Wiley, wide receiver for the Milton Eagles, apparently announced he's decommitting from Florida State. Kind of knew that one was kind of coming. There's a few things that if you just kind of followed him and whatnot, you kind of had a feeling it would come down the pipe, and that's what it did. And then, as I mentioned earlier, high school softball playoffs underway, so we'll get into what's going on in the first round down in Columbus. They're in that championship round now down there in Columbus. So, man, that's if you've never been to Columbus for that, it's quite the sight. They got a beautiful softball complex down there, and all your teams from all your classifications after the first two rounds make their way there. To finish it out. And it's just a beautiful sight. It really is. So that's what's going on there in our shout outs. Good luck and congratulations to everyone getting there and good luck down the stretch there. All right, let's look back at the week. First thing I got into heading into the weekend was a little football action. Tucker Tigers taking on St. Pius. What a matchup for this in this one. All right, it's Pius jumping out to a 20-6 lead in the first half, and then Tucker storms back in the second half, outscoring them 22-6, and they pick up the 28-6 win. Tucker, sophomore quarterback Jace German, throwing for 3 touchdown passes in the victory. And with that win, Tucker set themselves up for a region championship matchup this week with Marist. But anyway, afterwards, I got a chance to catch up with head coach Lonnie Jones and Jace German about getting that win.
Oh, man, awesome feeling, man. I appreciate you. Thank you for congratulating us on the win. I told our kids at the beginning of the game, man, the difference between ordinary and extraordinary is just a little extra. So they found a little extra right there at the end, man. Did an awesome job. This man right here kept his poise in the second half and started taking what the defense was giving him and did what we knew he could do.
All right, and that young man is Jace Dermott. Jace, only a sophomore, and like Coach said, what composure from you tonight. Man, just talk about what was going through your mind despite the hiccups throughout the night. What was it that allowed you to just, like Coach said, stay composed and lead this team on 2 big drives to get this win?
I just remember what Coach told me. You know, slow the game down, clear they give me. At halftime, he said, we're going to come back and win this game. That's what we did. You guys were they butt off all week. The game plan was perfect game plan.
All right, and one more before I let you go, Coach. I want to talk specifically about that first drive in the third quarter because that drive seemed to kind of change things for you guys, and it looked like you kind of went with a little bit of tempo there, and that kind of really helped you guys cap that drive with that first touchdown of the quarter. How important was that drive for you guys tonight?
Well, we always tell our kids if we get the ball in the third quarter, it's important. The third quarter is important. You got to go score. You know, move the ball, then you got to get it stopped. And we did both. But we play with tempo all the time, so we practice. We're up-tempo team. We practice fast all the time. And we just told our kids to get back into what you do. Don't give them a chance to line up and just play. You know, just take what they give you. And they did a good job of doing that.
All right, Coach Jace, congratulations, guys. Good luck next week.
Thank you.
All right, again, that was head coach Lonnie Jones and quarterback Jace German of the Tucker Tigers. And now they'll get ready to try to bring home a region championship when they take on Marist this week. Volleyball on Saturday, semifinals, GHSA semifinals. I got a chance to check out the 6A semifinal matchup between defending state champs Alpharetta taking on Norcross. It would be Alpharetta getting the win 3-1 to advance to the championship game where they'll take on North Cobb, who was actually the 7A championship last year. So you got a battle of defending state of defending champs for the title this year. But here's one interesting fact, first of all, about Alpharetta. They went into that one. They went in on a 28 set. They hadn't dropped a set in 28 sets. They went in. They take the first 2 sets, so they extended their streak to 30. They did would drop set 3, but then bounce back. But just the fact that 30 straight sets, they hadn't dropped a set since September. I think the date was 19th. Which is just amazing. So, anyway, congratulations to them. Now they'll take on North Cobb this weekend for the title. And afterwards, I got a chance to catch up with their community coach, Grace Fossier.
Huge match. Norcross is a phenomenal team. Big hitters, great setter over there. Our girls came out to play. It was a hard competition, but they definitely showed up. Wow. Everyone out there, Abby, our setter, played lights out, worked her tail off over there. She's a 5-1 setter and has to work it. Our hitters came out to play. Brooke and Kennedy on the outside were huge in that. Madison with her slides was looking good. Audrey had some huge blocks in the middle for us. Our right sides came to play. Kaylee in the back row. And then our outsides in the back row, too, and our defensive specialists that came in. Everyone, it's a team effort, and I know that sounds trite, but it is true, right? These girls see each other day in, day out, all season, and they have to come in, they have to get along, and they have to work through the hard times. You play a tough team, and you got to rethink a few things, right? You got to come back. So they just did a phenomenal job. I'm so excited right now. I'm so happy for them.
Yeah. Understandable. And from what I noticed, it looked like communication, and movement, rotation, everything kind of looked really good for you all tonight, outside of maybe a few hiccups here and there. Outside of that, is there anything you would say like that, you know, would have pressed you, what you might want to work on as you guys get ready now to try to defend that title and run it back?
All these players impress me. They truly do. They do a lot to get to this point in life, right? It's not just a short season. They work all year round. As far as what to do, we need to serve the ball in, hit the ball in, right? And then everything else just takes care of itself. But I believe these girls, as long as we do our part, we're going to be good to go. They're great, great teams we have to compete against, and solid players everywhere in the state of Georgia. This is a special group. We are stacked. I'm jacked. I'm super excited. I can't wait for next week.
All right, shout out to Coach Frazier, man. She really was excited, man, and congratulations. That's going to be a very interesting matchup. Like I said, two defending champs facing off to bring home the 6A title. So, and I told her earlier, I said, man, I feel bad, Coach, because I was talking about you guys. Shout out to Kenny. I was talking to Kenny Grimes, photographer, about how they had won all those sets and hadn't dropped one, and then they dropped the third set. So I was like, oops, I hope I didn't jinx them. But anyway, how about this? They're playing basketball. That's right. The 2024-25 basketball season is here. Cobb County kicking it off with Media Day on Sunday. Shouts out to the Hillgrove Hawks boys and girls basketball teams. Coach Moultrie, head coach for the boys team. They hosted the event on Sunday where teams, boys and girls from throughout the county, made their way over to Hillgrove and Powder Springs to talk about getting the season underway. And of course, I did catch up with Hillgrove Hawks girls basketball head coach Susan Malam about, you know, what she's excited about seeing after watching her girls all summer and fall put in some work.
You know, I'm extremely excited. I feel like we had a good summer. And, you know, that's, as a teacher coach, you're always thinking about the sport you coach. So basketball is on your mind all the time. And to finally get to a point where you can get on the court and get in the gym and start really getting to work on winning games, winning, making a run for the region, making a run in the state tournament. So it's very exciting.
All right, what do you feel like? I know the season may not have ended the way you would have wanted it last year, but what do you feel like were some of the things, positives, that you guys could build off of from last year?
Well, a definite positive is that we didn't graduate anybody. So I've got all those same girls coming back with a year of experience. We've got an influx of some young talent as well. And I think when we combine those things, we really are a stronger unit. We're going to have more tools in the toolbox, so to speak, and I'm excited to see these girls work together. I like the way they play defense. I'm very optimistic about this season.
All right, again, that was Hillgrove Hawks girls basketball head coach Susan Malam. And then the two-time defending state champs, Kel Longhorns, were in the building. Head coach Jermaine Sellers. Same question, Coach. What are you excited about seeing from these guys after y'all put in all that work this summer and fall?
Well, it's always exciting to get started, man, just to see – you know, what type of team we're going to have starting out. See glimpses during the summer and the fall, and then you finally get a chance to really, you know, get started and get geared towards the season. So it's always exciting to try to see which direction we'll be going in.
All right. And what did you see this summer that kind of stood out to you as far as some of the work, some of the things they were doing that, you know, kind of has you feeling really good about, you know, what you guys will be able to do this season?
Just our standards. It seemed like it's pretty much in place. Our guys, they know when we come to the gym, we're going to play hard, we're going to compete, and we're going to play together. And, you know, no matter obstacles we face, whether it's an opponent, whether it's size, depth, whatever, we're going to compete and we're going to play hard. And they showed me that this summer. You know, coming off back-to-back state championships, losing 3D1 kids, you never know what to expect. So going into the summer, I was just kind of had an open mind. But to see them guys, you know, still staying with the standard of what who we are and what we do, gave me a good feeling about this upcoming season.
All right, and again, that was head coach Jermaine Sellers, Kel Longhorns, Coach Sellers with the flex. Yeah, you know, we lost 3D1. Nah, shouts out to Coach Sellers and Kel. And actually, there was, what, I think 15, 20 total teams came through. So you can actually see a lot more of the interviews. Shouts out to Harrison, boys and girls. They were there. Pope, Greyhound girls were there. Walton Raider girls were there. North Cowboys, South Cowboys and girls. So you can actually go to PrepSportsNation.net to see a little recap of that and see and hear some more of the, those interviews. But great stuff, man. Can't believe it. Basketball season is here as well as swimming and wrestling. So you know what that means. We'll be catching up to a lot of those student athletes and coaches as well. And speaking of catching up with, still to come here in the show, quarterback for the North Cobb Warriors, that is Mr. Nick Grimstead. That conversation coming up in just a minute when we come back from the break. And later in the show, Hapeville Charter Hornets head football coach Winston Gordon. Great conversation with him as well. Can't wait for you to hear that one. All that and more as we do what we do each and every week right here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.